Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you. Here's Dave.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to speak out of a bit of ignorance.
All right.
Not shocking.
First time ever on this show.
It's a common occurrence. But I have only watched this show in passing.
Okay.
This is a show that my wife has watched that I have seen bits and pieces of.
This sounds like a Bravo show.
No.
Okay.
But I do not have a full understanding of the show. But it is a very popular show at this moment. I speak of the show named Adolescence. You heard of this?
No, sir.
I have heard of it. I have read about it. I hear it is quite traumatic to watch.
Yes. So it is on Netflix, and it has cracked the top 10 list of English language series all time on Netflix. It is currently at number 9. It knocked off Bridgerton season 2.
Oh, Bridgerton.
This is all time?
Yes, all time. And it pushed Stranger Things season 3 down to number 10. Well, actually, that was last week. This week, now it's up to 4th place all time with 114 million views in only 24 days. So it only trails Wednesday season 1, Stranger Things season 4, and Dahmer Monster.
Oh, wow. Dahmer's up there?
Yeah. And the all-time annals of Netflix English language shows.
You know, we don't move the needle at all on these Netflix standings, right?
Like, what do you mean?
Like the adult male has no impact on this because...
I think Dahmer reflects that it does.
Man...
You think chicks were watching that?
No, it's like college kids and
young people.
The 15 to 30 demo dominates that.
Yeah. The only one in my household to watch that was my 15-year-old.
Yeah, I got a couple kids that have that.
Bro, Dahmer.
So it's a
king.
Dad, do you know about Dahmer?
It's a tragic story.
Sit down, let me tell you.
Sorry. It's about the murder of an innocent young girl. It's set in the UK. And it's also about the loss of innocence of her alleged killer and the guilt that his parents feel.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I've seen the trailer for it. It's a little boy. I mean, he looks 12. He's 14 or something like that.
Very attitudinal.
Yeah. I mean, again, I just saw the trailer. I know nothing about it other than the cops storm their flat in London, guns blazed, wearing tactical gear. Like running into his room with these guns trained on him. Like, you know, this is him, this is him. And, you know, he's screaming and crying. The parents have no idea what's going on. And allegedly, he had killed a classmate.
Yes. And so part of, I guess, what makes this show so gripping is we talked about this with the Seth Rogen show, The Studio.
Yeah.
The concept of the oneer that you.
That was so good.
You have this seamless shot that contains the entire scene and there's no edits. It's just a dance between the camera and the actors, and the actors are, they have no opportunity to flub their lines or ask for a reset. Everything is captured as though it's really happening.
It looks impossible.
Yeah. And so in this show, Adolescence, they use that technique of long one-er type shots.
Are they all real? Because in the Seth Rogen show, they kind of make...
Yeah, they do have some tricks where, you know, it's like quick pans where they can kind of add a cut.
It can be a cut.
Yeah, so I don't know technically how they accomplished it, but that kind of puts you into the moment. They show, as you said, when the police are breaking down the door of the family home to arrest this 13-year-old Jamie Miller. In the first episode, and then you also have an uninterrupted shot of him in the police car on the ride to the station, and then you see him in the interrogation room, and you see the horror on his dad's face as his son is strip searched, and they're searching for evidence. And by the way, the dad in the show, his character's name is Eddie, but it's Stephen Graham. He is a co-writer, co-creator of the series. You'll recognize him as Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Yep.
So it's kind of his baby. But I'm not here to talk about the show necessarily, but it is striking a chord with parents because it's about the horror of children getting radicalized online.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's about cyberbullying, sexual violence, sextortion, you know, sexting and using those images, you know, as ammunition to extort someone, addiction to your devices, mental health decline, academic performance because of all of those prior things. And it's also talking about the language of Gen Z and I guess Gen Alpha, as you know, it's kind of bridging the gap between the two, and their use of emojis, whether it's in text or in Instagram, you know, that there's a secret language that they use. And so there's a scene where a detective in the show is talking to his son, and his son is like, you know, how have you missed this? Like, you need to look at all of the comments on these Instagram posts for clues. And so I would play the audio, but the
accents are thick.
The kid has such a thick accent that you wouldn't be able to make it out really. But he's talking about the heart emojis, and he says, red means love, purple means horny, yellow means I'm interested, are you interested? Pink means I'm interested, but not in sex. Orange means you're going to be fine. You know, that don't worry about it. Everything's cool. And he also talks about the red pill emoji that, you know, it's kind of relates back to the Matrix, the red pill. But it also relates to the 80-20 theory that 80% of women are only attracted to 20% of men, because a lot of these young boys, they get labeled as incels, you know, involuntary celibates, because no one is interested in them. They're, you know, they haven't hit their growth spurt yet. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're still reading their comic books or whatever. The girls are all interested in older boys or the jocks. And so, you know, the 20% of their classmates are getting all the attention from the girls, and they feel left out. And so that turns them into woman haters, that they feel ignored and marginalized, and so that makes them aggressive towards women. And that's kind of the basis of the show.
Okay. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. And so,
is that true, all the emoji?
Yeah. And so I have, there's this, I will tell you this site here in a second, but they have this periodic table of emojis and their meaning.
Man.
Yeah.
And so this guy, Keith Brawny.
Were y'all aware of any of this?
No.
That meant all those things?
I guess that's why.
We probably should.
That's why I'm bringing it up, because you two, as well as I, have teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, you guys have a few that are
it's getting late
getting,
for me.
Getting out of this
still,
game.
Still, yeah.
But still.
They're in it.
Yep.
But there is a guy named Keith Brawny who, he has this website called Emojipedia. And they catalog emojis and their meaning to kind of help parents decode what their kids are saying online and in their text threads with their friends. And he talks about this show in specific, and he says, I actually wasn't aware of quite a few of these because it's always evolving.
Yeah.
And he says, this speaks to the difficulties of my job, that different communities repurpose emojis on their own whims. But there are some that obviously are, you know, timeless, like the eggplant. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
But as far as like the different categories that they have on this periodic table, there's, of course, a number for drugs, that the snowflake, you would think that that's cocaine, but that's actually oxy. The snowflake is oxy. Cocaine is the eight ball or the snowman. Weed, marijuana is, you know, the branch, or just the single leaf. MDMA, it can be the red pill, but it can also just be the, like, the peppermint candy icon, that emoji. Ketamine is the horse head.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And nitrous is the balloon, like the helium balloon.
Big red balloon.
Yeah. And then for like acts of violence, just for committing crime, for doing bad things, you can either use the stick of dynamite or the pirate flag, that indicates, you know, hey, I'm gonna, you know,
Yeah.
Tell your friends, like, this is going down.
Why would they use any of these if they're coded and...
Well, because they think they're smarter than the grown-ups, and so that, and they'll change it now
that people
are onto their scent, whatever.
Well, old man Lane found out my secret.
Yeah, on the ticket, man, they pulled
they
back the curtain.
It. They did it.
It's exactly like stealing pitches. That's what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, some of these, like I said, are self-explanatory, like the skull and crossbones or the emoji face with the X's for eyes. That means death or murder.
Yeah.
When it comes to sex, the pineapple obviously means swinging.
Yeah.
You know. I found this interesting that the ear of corn means porn.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because it rhymes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's I know what that is based off of, like, because TikTok will take you off if you use the word.
Oh, yeah.
Corn. Yeah. I don't know. So use corn.
So so they have to say corn. Facebook. Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Also, for the act of supreme admiration,
yes,
they use the brain emoji.
Okay,
because that is, I guess, inside your head as that is happening. Also, the chocolate donut. You can imagine what that might be.
Oh boy,
and all.
Oh dear.
Yeah. The chocolate donut with sprinkles doesn't mean the chocolate donut with sprinkles.
Who are you sending that to?
Yeah. Why would? Yeah.
Well, if you're talking crap with your bros, or if you're propositioning a young girl.
Who propositions?
Don't proposition anyone with that.
And as a teenager.
Also, they have nods to extremism, like the OK symbol is the far right.
The Proud Boys thing?
Yeah, the Proud Boys thing. Also, the lightning bolt. You know, because it looks like the SS, that's for Nazis.
The Nazis.
Yes, and then, Mr. President. And then for incels, you know, as I said, that's the category that most of these preteen and early teen boys find themselves in. You know, women are not interested in them. Girls are not interested in them, and they're frustrated. And so, but it's a huge insult if you call someone else an incel, right? And so, you can use the apple emoji. You can use the beans emoji. You can use, I guess, the yellow pill. Like, this is not in color, but there's a pill or the 100. You know,
the thing about boys that they need to remember, and parents need to stress this to them, is this has been going on for a billion years with people growing at different rates and maturing at different rates, and it's impossible to tell a 14-year-old boy this or a 13-year-old boy or a 15- or 16-year-old boy this. But, I mean, the bottom line is things will change very rapidly.
Right.
Whether it's you or the way you're perceived or the way you perceive other people. Like, this is such a blip on the radar of everything that you're going to do in your life.
Yeah, right. But when your life hasn't been that long and everything seems like the most important thing.
A day is a year. I know.
Yeah, You can't talk that kind of sense into them.
I know. It's
very
difficult.
Have you guys had the chore of having to monitor your kids' phones?
Oh, yeah.
Or hack into their email and see what they're saying?
Not email.
Monitor phones.
Not a lot of email.
I guess they don't have email, but yeah, they're
Soch for sure. It's monitored. Luckily, my kids aren't that active on it. They don't really care.
Yeah, I feel like we had our day. That part sucks, man.
It's frightening.
It's not great at all.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Because even if you have the best kid, like they were saying that kids can be radicalized by other kids.
Sure.
Kids can be talked into things by other kids.
100%. It's terrifying.
Yeah, you kind of are jealous that your parents had no idea what you were actually up to back then.
Right. It was a better time.
No doubt.
But Adolescence on Netflix, if you're a parent, I guess I need to watch it because it's painful, but it also is very illuminating.